Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
So it was an interesting week last week in the Karen Reed trial, week number one of trial number two, and there's a lot to break down. Karen said a lot herself in court, through the video clips. And today, myself and Stacy, we are going to be going through some of those clips in a way that, I don't think we've really done in the past. It's the breaking down Karen's behaviors extravaganza.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Are you excited?
I am, actually.
I am very excited. This
takes me back to my morning show days.
We got a nice little graphic over here, too. Breaking down Karen's behaviors extravaganza. We got little text message bubbles that say, fuck you. We got taillight. We have wheels. We have vodka tonics, a lot of them, with extra shots in, as we've learned this week. That's the way to do it, the Karen style. We're going to break down a lot of Karen's behaviors, and then we'll discuss.
I'll tell you, I'm not sure I've ever had a vodka tonic.
No?
No. Okay. I mean, the only stuff I do with vodka is a Bloody Mary.
Oh, okay. I'm a vodka drinker. That if I usually pick something, it's that. So I have vodka tonic. I have gin and tonic and vodka tonic with lime, and those are my typicals. And then you put an extra shot in because it's such a weak paw, and the paw is just a weak paw. It was a weak pour. So I said, I want another shot. And Jimmy gave me another shot. And then talking to Johnny, and that one day, everybody's pouring shots in all my drinks. And there's eight shots in my drink. And John says, let's go. I'm like, let's go out to the car.
At what point have you had enough alcohol? That's my question.
Well, considering her blood alcohol level, as we learned on Friday, was at .93. Because, okay, thank you for clarifying, because Simmons were like, it was 9.093, not 0.098. How do you think? Okay, we're human. Sometimes we mess up little things. So whatever that was. And it was that at like 9 something in the morning as well. It wasn't 0.093 at 12 o'clock at night. It was that at 9 a.m.,
yeah.
So if you
that's very telling, you
do the math there. I mean, what the old thing, I don't know how accurate it is, but it was just kind of like what you would go by if you didn't want to drink and drive. It was like one drink an hour. Every drink you have counts as an hour. And that means a drink. That means a shot. That means a regular glass of wine. That means a regular Paula, you know, the type that Karen doesn't like because she can't taste the alcohol anymore because she has such a tolerance to it. It was a weak paw. That's either because they didn't want to overserve you because you've already been overserved, or you're may have an alcohol problem and you no longer the tolerance. That happens. That's what happens. Your tolerance goes way the fuck up. And then you can survive 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 drinks, whatever you had, with the extra shots. And,
you know, that would wipe most people out.
It would. But if your tolerance is way the fuck up there.
Yep.
I mean, it can be done. That's what some people calling drinking Wisconsinably.
Which, I was just going to say, I am currently, as we are recording this, about 90 minutes away from me is the NFL draft.
Yeah.
Green Bay is just flooded with people partying right
much
now.
Drunk and driving going on
I've
there
seen
right now.
So many postings on Facebook and Instagram of people who are just shit faced in Green Bay, Wisconsin right now. Yeah. And I've never been more happy to be so far away from that area. I watched the draft a little bit last night. Yeah. I watched it for 5 minutes to watch my team. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm out.
Yeah.
But no, it's a Wisconsin is a party state.
Yeah.
And people know how to drink here. And they know how to drink not just for, you know, a couple of drinks. Mm-hmm. They know how to drink for hours.
I'm going to guess Canton, Mass is a very similar culture.
That's the feeling I'm getting.
Yeah. I mean, because when I hear about this culture, I'm like, oh, I get it.
And it is a culture. It's not just they go out for drinks.
No.
There is a culture that builds around alcohol, especially before Lent around here in Wisconsin, the whole fish fry thing. People on Wednesdays and Fridays would go for fish.
And get plowed.
But that also involves beer drinking as well.
Plowed or cocktails, old fashions. Yeah. And in Wisconsin, they also have a double bubble that they do where it literally means you're getting two drinks at the same time while you order. Different places have different double bubble. That's what it means there. Literally. I remember as a kid sitting at the bar with my parents because that's what you can do there.
That's what you do in Wisconsin.
And I would get my kitty cocktails, which is a Shirley Temple, but we call them kitty cocktails because it's more sophisticated. Yes. And I remember it was great because double bubble, you get two kitty cocktails, means more cherries. Well, at the same time, your parents are sitting there with, you know, two old fashions. And then you want another round? Sure. And then by the time you get like, you got four in you. And then sometimes, oh, look who came in. You want to get, he's buying us a round. You got
he's buying
six
a round,
in you
yep.
before you even begin dinner.
Yep.
Then you go there and you have the salad bar.
Before you get to dinner. Fit face before you get your cod.
Yeah. It's yeah. So I'm going to guess it's a similar culture there. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it safe. You end up with like some of the most, and you have a culture, and here's why it was a culture there, because even the police are out drunk driving. So the police are also not going, they're part of the culture there. So they're also not going to be super heavy on going after people if they're, you know, going to their neighborhood pub and such. And that's another thing in areas like this, they have their neighborhood watering holes. You don't have to go downtown. You don't have to go over here or there because they conveniently put them in neighborhoods. So you can just be drunk where you live.
Look at Cheers.
Yeah. I mean, so that's that is the culture. None of it makes it right. But I get what she's saying with just how much they drink and how nobody really, you know, does anything about it.
It's hard when you're not in that kind of community to hear this story and you kind of scratch your head and go, what's with all the drinking? Well, when it's part of the fabric of your community, it's what you do.
Yeah.
Not everybody does it.
And then you make very, very long explanations about why you're doing it, which we saw in court this week. Let's take a look first. This is there was a couple clips that were played this week. The Dennis Murphy one with Dateline's pretty big. But this is one from Thursday it's a compare and contrast of the different stories of Karen Reed's level of alcohol intoxication the night of John O'Keefe's death. Let's take a look at this. Let's see if I find my mouse.
Tony loses his mouse all the time. That's like a personal problem.
I have had probably about four. And not four that I completed either. I didn't drink maybe more than a few sips at the waterfall.
So first she had four.
You both fine to drive?
Yep.
But just a few sips of one of them.
But eight, please.
Okay.
And is the level of intoxication pretty high here for everybody?
It's happy.
Yeah.
It's,
you had a lot to drink, right?
I wouldn't say, I'd have like a normal amount. Like a vodka tonic every 40 minutes.
Okay. And so are you feeling like buzzed? And I'm not judging. I'm just just trying to get
yeah,
a sense.
Buzzed.
Yeah.
Clip 9.
And then this is where it gets a little interesting. No one should have to go on for 5 minutes explaining how many drinks they had in one night.
The final count suffers. The final count of my alcohol intakes, probably about 5 or 6 or 4. The drinks that they were pouring me at McCarthy's, which is where I consumed most of the alcohol, was the weakest vodka tonic. It tasted just like old soda water with lime. Not that I needed to be a martini, but it might have had a splash of vodka in it. So John, I said, John, this drink tastes like it has no vodka in it. He said, just get a shot and mix it yourself. So each drink was being counted as a double. So I would get a vodka tonic and then I would pour a shot into it. So that would come as two. Frankly, it just felt like a regular cocktail. It was just a really weak pour.
Just a really weak pour.
Wow.
I mean, she's sitting there. It's just, Karen, there's liquor in there. Whether you like it, or whether you admit it or not, but you have to get a second shot.
So I asked for a shot. So for my taste, it just tasted like that's
for
like
your taste.
Of what a drink should be. So I had maybe 2 or 3 that are being counted as 4 and 6. And I don't know. I felt fine. I felt like I was buzzed.
What I don't get about this is her shit-eating grin on her face talking about this.
She might be one of those people that smiles when she talks, even if she's talking about something morbid. And I've known a few people like that where you're like, what are you smiling about?
But her
you're
tone,
talking about your dog dying and you're like, yeah, when he was lying dead on the table. And you're like, what?
Now, this woman can look like a horrible, evil person as well. We've seen it on her. She very much has this weird attitude. It's like she's, you know, hanging out with girlfriends and your boyfriend didn't die that night and you're not being charged with his murder. You're just like, it was a really weak pour. And, you know, it was a weak pour. And just the candor is so out of touch with reality. And why you're going in these circles justifying it. I mean, she's digging her hole deeper. She started early on saying it was originally like 1 every 40 minutes. Then we had some interviews where it was, it was 4 or 5. And I didn't drink it all. I just had a few sips of some of them. Now she's pouring extra liquor into each cup because it's not strong enough for her.
This story keeps changing and it keeps changing for the worse. Getting better. Every version is worse than the one before.
That's
troubling.
And she's just like, so, you know, that becomes 2 becomes 4 and 3 becomes 6. But, you know, it's a weak pour. What the fuck are you saying?
It's a weird gauge to have in your head. Like when you're out at a bar and you have a drink and you're like, I would rate this one a 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I don't drink enough that when I get a drink, I go, I have a drink in front of me. I don't rate it. I don't, you know, unless it tastes like shit. I mean, a drink is a drink, but she sounds very well versed.
Yeah.
Alcohol consumption.
I mean, a lot of times I will order a double because yes, a single shot, if you're going to have your drink for a while, isn't a lot. Unless you're doing like 1 every 40 minutes. And I'm going to guess, you know, if you're getting caught at this and you're like every 40 minutes, it's probably like 1 every 20. I think that's probably more realistic. And if we're talking, cause it's going to be downplayed, anything like this, we're getting a minimized version of it. So anyway, there's more to this. Let's listen to her continue going on and explaining just a simple question of how much did you have to drink?
And there was one drink, the last one that was given to me, which I would have counted as 3. They're counting as my 6th cocktail. The guys that we were with bought a round of shots, and they gave me one that I didn't drink, but I poured it in my drink. So that's now my fifth and sixth drinks with the seventh, which is...
She didn't drink it, but she poured it in her drink. It's like, Karen, it doesn't matter if you shoot it or if you pour it in your drink. You're still consuming it.
The shot that all the men did, and I poured it. So that one glass that I'm holding that I go into the waterfall with has three drinks in it, a vodka tonic and two shots. And which is why John said to me, you're not leaving that drink here. Like, you haven't touched it and just poured a bunch of vodka. He's like, just take it with you, which was something he always did. So then I go into...
So again, something he always did. So this is behavior that this is normal for them, mm-hmm. to be taking drinks from one bar to the next. And, you know, yeah.
Well, and again, how many... I maybe I'm naive here, but how many places can you just open carry like that?
You can't. It's illegal, but it's more
but
like...
they're cops.
Exactly. And if you don't get
it's
caught...
troubling.
And to the average citizen that will do that, they don't get caught. But if you are the law, then you can get away with that because they're all used to it. I mean, that's what Proctor technically was fired on, was drinking on the job.
Wow.
So, I mean, the culture's there. That's and again, she's not done yet.
Wonderful. And I put that drink down and I socialize most of the time. So that would have been my fifth, sixth, and seventh drinks. Then John orders me a drink at the waterfall that I don't drink, that he takes with him. And then there was a round of shots that Chris Howard bought that I did take. So that would have been the ninth.
There was shots.
I did not consume nine vodka martinis or take nine shots.
It's more like 12.
Counted. And the last two drinks, I didn't touch.
Obviously, you know, you can't diagnose her as an alcoholic. We're not doctors or anything like that. But that right there would be indicative, I think, anyone looking at it going, you may have an unhealthy relationship with alcohol.
I think that's a fair statement. And yeah. And her relationship is very troubled with alcohol. The times that I've been out, I can tell you I've probably had two drinks. I stop at two. Mm-hmm. You know, just that's my stopping point. I know where my limit is. She can recall every single drink and what happened with every shot. Like, she's tracking it. She's got like a mental spreadsheet about her alcohol consumption. It's weird.
That's where, I mean, and I kind of question it too. Like, how much, I mean, and to, here's the other part. If you're remembering all of that, that's a lot at once. Because if you're going to like kind of slowly pace this out through an evening, you're not going to remember every single time you had a drink. If you had a lot of them, because it's spaced out and you're getting more spaced out as the night goes on. If you're able to count and consciously count how many, that many,
yeah.
You just took a lot in like a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very telling.
So that I thought was one of the more interesting clips this week as we're doing breaking down Karen's behavior extravaganza. But we need to do it more. It needs to have a little more zip to it. So breaking down Karen's behaviors extravaganza. I like that better.
That's cute.
More exciting about it. We have more. We'll continue breaking down more of Karen's behaviors in our next Murder in the Morning clip. But first, I want to remind you of today's sponsor of this.
Ooh, I didn't know we had a sponsor. This would be good.
We have a sponsor of this segment, and it is being brought to you by Karen Reed Vodka. That's right. Karen Reed Vodka. Where memory fails, confidence prevails. Karen Reed Vodka.
Oh, ouch.
If you're watching this on YouTube, you probably spit your drink out at your screen, and I'm sorry for that. I hope your keyboard is okay. But if you're listening to this, we just played video of and there's graphics to all this as well, of Karen Reed fictitiously AI doing a vodka commercial, holding a bottle of vodka, waving her hair with a bottle of vodka, looking all sexy with a bottle of vodka.
Well, I'll tell you what, if she gets off and she ends up not going to prison over this, mm-hmm. Maybe she's got a future in, you know, a lot of celebrities have their own vodka and their own tequila. Maybe yeah. That's where she can go.
It gives you confidence. Where memory fails, confidence prevails. Karen Reed vodka. And honestly, today, if she came out with a vodka line, it would probably sell pretty good.
I bet it would.
I bet it actually would. Yep. How sick and twisted that is. I mean, that's satire, what we just did. However, we live in the world where it seems, you know, satire a few weeks later becomes reality. So, you know.
Well, take a look at Luigi. People wanted to wear the sweatshirt he was wearing mm-hmm. or the jacket. I forget. I think it was a jacket. Yeah. It sold out. It sold out within 2 days once they identified what it was. Because everybody wanted to dress like him.
What if we did it in a thong? Do you think it would like a Speedo? Do you think it would bring Speedos back in for men?
It might.
Yeah. All of a sudden, women are like, "Ooh, wear the Speedo."
Yeah. It's the Luigi Speedo. Now for summer.
Yeah. And then they look at Luigi and go, "Oh, that's why you're so insecure. That's why you did all that." I get it.
Ouch.
That it all makes sense now.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. She was a doting mother, the kind who baked cookies, made the best homemade Halloween costumes, and never missed a PTA meeting. The perfect mom. Until the police found something buried in the backyard. A secret she kept for years. A secret she thought would never come to light. The neighbors gasped. Not her. She's so nice. But people forget. Monsters don't always look like monsters. Some wear aprons. Some tuck their kids in at night. And some hide their darkest deeds in places they think no one will ever look. If only someone had heard the warning signs, had recognized the patterns from an eerily similar case on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened ad-free before anyone else and saved themselves from baking cookies with a serial killer. Instead, well, they won't be RSVP to this year's PTA meeting. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.